Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. So, listen, there are so many important things to talk about that I don't want to waste a lot of time on Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Academy Awards. I really don't. But I have to open the show with it because it is a big news story. It's a weapon of mass distraction. Again, the world is falling apart. I just paid $6 a gallon for gas in Las Vegas. That's important to me. Chris Rock being slapped to you-know-what by Will Smith is not important to me. Will Smith, everyone knows, has an open marriage. He lets every man in the world screw his wife. But God forbid you make a joke about his wife. He slaps you and uses the F word 20 times on national TV. Maybe he should have thought of that before he let the whole world do it to his wife. I mean, the whole thing is so absurd. Let me give you a whole range of emotions on this topic before I get to much more important issues. I'm going to go to my Getter page. You should all join Getter, GETTR.com, or get the Getter app. And I'll give you a few of my takes on Will Smith starting last night. So first of all, liberals talk about white privilege, but there's wealthy black privilege too. Ask Will Smith. This is what I wrote. Can you even imagine if I was a white actor who jumped on the stage to assault a black TV host, then verbally assaulted him repeatedly with F-bombs live on national TV? I'd be immediately arrested, called a racist, white extremist, KKK, banned for life by woke Hollywood. I'd never work again, and I'd spend a year in prison. But black actor worth $350 million, Will Smith does it. He wins the Academy Award for Best Actor. Oh, my God. That's black privilege. Tomorrow, this was last night's post, tomorrow, I predict the entire Hollywood will defend Will Smith, saying he's a loving husband who's protecting his wife. Want to bet? Hollywood will at best slap him on the wrist. If anything, liberal, social justice, Black Lives Matter loving Hollywood will never punish a black actor for assault, or they'll be called racist. So that was my first thought that came out of my brain when I watched the whole thing. The second one was, why isn't Will Smith under arrest for assault? Can you even imagine if I was a white actor who jumped on the stage and assaulted a black TV host? Before the police rushed to arrest me, I would have already been beaten to death by an angry mob of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, liberal Hollywood, social justice warriors. That was my second one. And my third one was I started thinking about it, and I started to think the whole thing is fake. When I had a little bit of chance to watch it, I believe Chris Rock slipped the slap. Slip the slap, you know what I mean by slipped? In Hollywood, you slip a punch, you slip a slap. It's acting. These two prearranged the entire thing, I guarantee you. But I put real or fake. If real, Will Smith should be arrested for assault and checked afterwards into rehab or a mental institution. He has real mental issues. If fake, he's a fraud who conspired with Chris Rock to pump up horrible ratings of the Oscars. Either way, Hollywood is a joke. This happened on the night he won the Oscar for Best Actor? Really? Did you see Will Smith partying in the after party like he's the greatest? Stars treated him like a conquering hero. So either they were all in on the scam or they all need mental help. And once again, let me say, if it was a scam and if it was pre-planned, it's fraud. And they should go to jail for that just as well as assault. But again, who's going to put two black men in jail for assault? Who's going to put two black men in jail for fraud? Who's going to put two black Hollywood $100 million men in jail for anything? But if you're white, your career is over. Can you imagine two white conservatives plotting to pump up the ratings of the Oscars by doing a fake assault? What would happen to those two white guys? End of career. And then my last one was this morning. I said, by the way, while the nation and the media focus on Will Smith's fake slap or real assault during an event for a bunch of spoiled brat comedy actors celebrating themselves with no one watching, America faces an oncoming disaster. Food shortage, gas lines, middle class destruction, poverty, misery, starvation. Another weapon of mass distraction to hide what Biden, Obama, and Democrats have done to the United States of America. Those are my feelings about this whole thing. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And then I saw earlier today, I don't have it in front of me, but I saw Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of my favorites, who's been on the show and who's stolen my... He should give me credit, by the way. He keeps stealing my idea and announcing to the world that he's going to make Trump the Speaker of the House. That's my idea, buddy. But having said that, I hope he does it. It's good. It's good for America. Matt Gaetz said earlier today something to the effect of, there was more violence at the Oscars last night than the entire January 6th insurrection. And that's the truth. There were no white Republicans attacking Congress and shooting and killing people. Nobody was slapping people. No one was punching people. We were being punched by the police. We were being shot by the police. We were being herded into a dangerous situation where we trampled each other by the police. The Capitol Police waved us into the Capitol and then arrested us afterwards like we were criminals, mass criminals after murder. I didn't see any congressmen murdered, did you? And by the way, they tried to convince you policemen were murdered. After the fact, a year later, was there one policeman murdered? No, not one single policeman was attacked or murdered. The only one they considered murdered died of some sort of medical issue, and a couple others committed suicide after the fact. I'm sure because why else would a cop commit suicide like a month after January 6th? What would make you commit suicide? Maybe because you were in on it? Maybe because you were ordered by your captain or your chief to open the gates and let everybody in for a trap and get them arrested, and you were on their side, so it was sickening, but you had to do it? That's why you'd commit suicide. There's no other reason cops at the scene of the January 6th protest that Democrats call an insurrection or a coup, there's no reason why they would commit suicide, so many of them. I think three of them killed themselves in the weeks after January 6th. And who knows if they really killed themselves, because here's the latest interesting story that I did not know. But again, I will say this as something sent to me by a fan. Until I've confirmed it, I don't know. But a fan sent this to me. Do you remember the girl named Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, who was literally banging U.S. Congressman Eric Swalwell? Do you remember that? Who himself was the chief architect of the Russian election hacking hoax. Do you remember he was having sex with Fang Fang? A Chinese spy named Fang Fang. That was swept under the rug. How is he still a United States congressman? How has he not been arrested for treason? But okay, he's still a congressman. He hasn't been arrested for treason. The country's corrupt. We all get that. But if this is true, you know a plane went down over the weekend in China, and 134 people were killed. Do you know she was on the plane? Now, if this is true, Agent Fang Fang goes down in China crash. Special Agent Fang Fang, who was banging U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell, was among the folks in the China air disaster. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing. Just move along. Sent to me by one of my fans. He says, least talked about story in history in my estimation. And that puppy went straight down, too. So very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. The things going on in the United States of America today and in China today and in Ukraine today. Unbelievable. Is that true? Was that spy, Fang Fang, what a name. Personally, I'd call her Slut Slut, but that's okay. Was Fang Fang, she took one for the team. She took one for China. Anyone who'd screw Eric Swalwell is really taking it for the team. But in any event, the poor girl dies in a plane crash. Is that a coincidence? Just how deep do these conspiracies go? How many Democrats, how many Clintons, how many Obamas, how many Bidens, how many Kerrys are in on these things? How many of them are in on the fake news? How many are in on the conspiracies? How many are in on the deaths? How many are in on the cover-ups? How many are in on the rigged election? How many are in on the false fraud of COVID? Which ushered in not only an economic blow to President Trump when we had the greatest economy in history, but also ushered in everybody gets a mail-in ballot with no voter ID and no signature match in order to steal the election. How many of them are in on this, and how many are willing to do terrible things like kill? How many are in on the mass murder of all these people who die of COVID? I mean, seriously. It's really quite incredible what's going on in the world today. Just incredible. And there was more proof today. I'm going to find it. I don't have it in front of me right now. But I'm going to get it if you have hundreds of articles in front of me. So I'll find it in the break. But the fact is, there's more proof of a stolen election that came out today. And it's exactly what I've said all along. I'm not saying that Dominion didn't steal the election. I don't know. I've never blamed Dominion. I have no idea. But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that there weren't a thousand other things wrong with the election. But to me, the main thing that proves a stolen election, keep the music down, main thing that proves a stolen election was so simple. Was COVID ushered in, Democrats never let a crisis go to waste, the idea of everybody getting a mail-in ballot, which ushered in massive fraud, which ushered in the ability in key battleground states to flood the market with fake voter ballots. And therefore, whatever Trump was ahead by on the night of the election, bringing enough ballots to overcome his lead. The election was stolen in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Arizona. All those states were Trump states by a landslide. Give them to Trump, he wins the election by a landslide. Take all six away from Trump, he loses the election by a fairly wide margin. That was the election. And when I come back, I'll have the proof for you that those states were filled with fake ballots. Just came out today.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Susie Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Roof. We are live from Paradise City. That's the song. It is now Monday, the 28th of March. It's almost April. I've got so much news for you. It's scary. Let me quickly mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. My great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now 16 months later, I look the best of my life, and I'll be on the program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration, and that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allyn Root 40% off decisive action discount. Take action and get 40% off. Just say WAR or Wayne Allyn Root or the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call directly. Easy way to do it, 888-444-8895. Just say WAR, 40% off. Change your life, 888-444-8895. Let me run through a bunch of stories because there's so many. I got to try and be brief and just get through all of them. Number one, Biden administration's nuclear deal. This isn't Obama's Iran deal. It's much, much worse. That's the headline in an article by someone with Iranian-looking names. They probably know. I'm sure they're American-Iranian, but it's just incredible how bad this deal is. And only a traitor would do it. And these are the things why Will Smith's weapon of mass distraction takes the Iran deal off the headlines. It's all a distraction against what's... They're collapsing the United States of America. Number two, Bo Biden's charity. That's Biden's dead son who died of brain cancer. The Bo Biden charity takes in millions and spends almost nothing on helping children. You understand what a grifter we have as president, what a fraud we have as president? And nobody cares. Why isn't everyone in the Biden crime family in prison? Number three, Biden officials prepare for mass migration event at the southern border. Oh, my God, as if enough haven't come in. As if 2 million last year wasn't enough. There's going to be millions more. They're just overwhelming the country. This is Cloward Piven, the program I learned at Columbia University to destroy the country by overwhelming the system. Number four, the court in Germany has ruled that the vaccine mandate stays because if you don't like the vaccine, you are free to resign your job. That's their argument. Who cares that they're deadly and dangerous? They admit it. The court admits in Germany the vaccine is dangerous and deadly with serious side effects, even death. But if you want to avoid harm from this fatal mRNA gene therapy injection, then you're free to resign. So we uphold the mandate. But there is the first court in the world to admit in writing the vaccine is dangerous and deadly. And you don't know it. No one even heard about this over the weekend. 664 reports of myocarditis in 5 to 17-year-olds after COVID shots. New VAERS data shows. It also shows 26,000 deaths. 211,000 reports of serious injuries, 795,000 adverse events, 1,195,000 adverse events from all age groups following COVID vaccines, 77,000 serious injuries, 11,000 deaths reported. It's a long story. A lot of death, a lot of injury, a lot of problems, and the media makes believe it doesn't exist. Biden inflation, expected price hikes hit record high in Dallas Fed survey. My God, the country's going under. Anthony Fauci, Americans should be ready for the possibility of a more rigid type of COVID restriction coming again. Pivot back to a world with restrictions in place. We just got rid of the mask. No one's talking about vaccine mandates anymore. And he wants to reintroduce everything again. Because there's suicide bombers out to destroy the country. By the way, this just in. The 2022 Oscars, even with the slap heard around the world, goes down as the second least watched Oscars ever. Only 15 million viewers tune into Sunday night's debacle. The second worst in the history of the telecast. In an Oscar Academy Award event that just a few years ago was attracting 40 million viewers. Nobody wants to watch except extreme liberals. And that's why I think what happened with Will Smith isn't mental illness, it isn't assault, it's fraud. Him and Chris Rock made it up, in my opinion, just a guess, watching the fake slap. And that indignity and the bulging eyeballs and the F word, they rehearsed that. They're two great actors to get the ratings up. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is trying to clarify President Joe Biden's comments suggesting Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. the president explaining who he was addressing those comments to.
The last part of the speech was talking to the Russian people, telling them what we thought. And I was communicating this to not only the Russian people, but the whole world. This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable.
The United Nations is calling on both Ukraine and Russia to investigate alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who were reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential advisor on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. By the way, I have this this email from one of my fans, Steven. He says the Oscars last night were Jussie Smollett 2.0. I got to agree with him. I give Chris Rock and Will Smith a 10 for fraud during the Oscars to get people talking about it. Yeah, it was like a WWE event to get people talking about an Oscars that nobody watches anymore. But if it wasn't fake and it was real, then he should be arrested for fraud. Arrested for assault. If it was fake, then he ought to be arrested for fraud. So either way, Will Smith ought to be punished, but no one's going to punish him because there is black privilege. Forget about white privilege. If you're black in Hollywood, between social justice and equity and Black Lives Matter and all the other things they believe in Hollywood, nobody's ever going to punish in a big way. It'll be a minor slap of some kind by the Screen Actors Guild or somebody, but it won't be anything big. This guy just won the Best Actor Academy Award after slapping a guy in the middle of the stage and using the F word 12 times in the audience. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine if I did that? End of my career. Can you imagine if any white actor slapped a black actor on national TV? End of your life, end of your career, in prison, if not ripped apart by a mob. Unbelievable. All right. We got a great guest, by the way. I'm going to go straight to the guest. Normally I do an actual live read for a sponsor here, but I want to go straight to the guest because my favorite mayor of all time, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, who cleaned up New York City. It was a terrible city when I grew up there, and it actually was cleaned up by Rudy Giuliani, safest big city in the world it became, and even stopped the squeegee guys from intimidating you when they cleaned your windows when you stopped for a red light. And I always loved him for that, and I had a chance to meet Rudy and his son, Andrew Giuliani, when I was on my honeymoon with my lovely wife, Cindy, last week. The two of us had a chance to meet Andrew and Rudy Giuliani. Andrew, Rudy's son, is a Republican candidate for governor of New York, former special assistant to President Trump, and his website is NewYorkForGiuliani.com. New York for Giuliani. It's actually NYForGiuliani.com. It's not spelled out New York. It's NYForGiuliani.com. But he was a thoroughly wonderful guy to meet, and I think a friendship was started, and it's great to have him on the show. Andrew, you're on with Wayne L. Root. How are you?
Wayne, great to be with you. You know, when you tell people we met at your honeymoon, they may get the wrong idea, but I got to tell you, it was awesome meeting you at Mar-a-Lago with your bride for the Vernon Jones event. Obviously, President Trump being there, our president, it was truly a blast. And like you said, a long friendship has begun.
Yes, and you're a very impressive guy, and I didn't know you before that, and I had a chance to get to know you a little bit. Now I'm very impressed, so that's a good thing. Now, let me ask you an obvious question. Look, I left New York a long time ago because to me it was a lost cause. I left California a while ago, lost cause. Can a Republican win the governorship of New York? How do you overcome all those crazy woke liberals in New York City? How do you win? I know upstate's more conservative. I know Long Island's more conservative. I grew up in Westchester, a little bit more conservative. Not so great anymore. How do you get enough votes to overcome Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, etc.?
Yeah, well, the answer is yes. And I think a good example for the rest of the country is you just take a look at the 2021 elections in Virginia and New Jersey. Obviously, Virginia was a close win by the Republican. New Jersey, a close loss by the Democrat. And certainly we still have our questions about Bergen County.
Was it a loss, Andrew? Was New Jersey actually a loss? I don't believe it was. More meddling and voter fraud. But that's okay. We know what happened. We got it. You and I understand that. He really won, I believe.
Exactly, and I think we saw that slip late in the evening, as we saw in 2020 in Wisconsin and Michigan as well. But I think it's a perfect example of the way New York is going to be. It's going to be a very close election. The way the math works out is a Republican needs to win a third of the votes in New York City in order to win statewide. And Curtis Lee, with a mayoral candidate, he ended up winning 30% of the vote in New York City, probably running against what was the toughest candidate for him. Eric Adams is the only person who would even mention that crime was a problem on the Democratic side. Now, he has turned himself into basically a Bill de Blasio light as mayor over the first 3 months, but it was the toughest candidate for a Republican to run against. We are right there in terms of turning this state red. And I think as more Americans continue to see close to $5 gas prices, the debacle overseas, and what this Biden administration has done, we're seeing the exact same thing in New York with Hochul, before that with Cuomo, before that with Spitzer. I mean, this is just one Democratic governor after another who's taking our state and putting it into the dumps.
Yeah, and you mentioned $5 per gallon gas. I just paid $6 10 minutes before the show started and raced home to, you know, raced to the studio to get the show in. But I paid $6 per gallon here in Las Vegas, Andrew, so it's that bad. Can you imagine? It was, I actually paid, I think, $5.98. So, I mean, that's a scary number, and it could be going to $7 and $8 and $9 and $10 a gallon with all the problems with Biden not allowing any drilling, and now we're not allowed to buy, you know, oil from Russia, and we already have shut down so many avenues for United States coal, United States oil, United States drilling. The question is, what's going to happen to the middle class if gas is $8 or $9 or $10 a gallon?
It's a great question, and I mean, look, it's you know, when Biden talks about you know, the fact that, you know, wages have gone up a little bit. Well, guess what? They have not gone up with inflation. They have not accounted for what's going on from a gas perspective. And I look at it this way. One of the biggest lies the media told over the last 6 years, and there are plenty of lies, but when they talked about Trump being owned by Putin, it truly couldn't be any further from the truth. Just take a look. You had Barack Obama when he was president. You had Putin annex Crimea. 4 years of Trump. 31 sanctions, and the truth is, now Biden gets in, he approves the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, he stops Keystone, and now you have Putin taking over the rest of Ukraine, and as somebody who has family in Lithuania, my wife is Lithuanian, I'm very concerned with what his next steps are.
Tell me why you're running for governor of New York and what your campaign goals are and your campaign promises. How can you, Andrew Giuliani, turn around the problems in New York? Tell us what the plan is.
Well, I think first and foremost, when we're looking at New York, we have to get rid of bail reform. Crime has been through the roof over the last 3 years, and you can overlay it exactly when Andrew Cuomo, handsy Andy Cuomo, ended up signing bail reform into law. It's not just in New York City, which the national media focus on. It's in Rochester, where they had the most murders ever in recorded history. It's in Buffalo. It's in Albany. It's all across our great state right there. And also, we need to end these unconstitutional mandates. Whether it's masks that are still on our 2- and 3-year-olds. Wayne, can you imagine that? 2- and 3-year-olds having to wear masks all day? Or these vaccine mandates where we've seen hundreds and thousands of cops and firefighters and healthcare workers, the heroes of 2020, kicked to the curb by leftist politicians. These things need to be repealed on day one. And I, as governor, on day one, have made the promise that any person who lost their job because of an unconstitutional mandate will get their job back on day one with back pay.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Let me tell you, to me, the whole problem with America, number one, of course, is open borders. That's the biggest problem with Biden is open borders. They're flooding the country, and it's about to get much worse. Number two on my list is vaccine mandates. And number three is just a simple thing, Andrew Giuliani. It's just take a look at New York and the response to COVID, and take a look at Florida and the response to COVID, right? I live in Nevada, but Florida was the best response in America to COVID. DeSantis, a fantastic governor, and does the COVID germ know that it's in Florida versus New York, that it acts so differently? They wore masks. They made you get vaccines. They made you lock down. They closed businesses. All of that happened in New York. It didn't happen in Florida. And everybody moved to Florida, and they run around with no vaccines, no masks, and the death rate is much lower than New York, and the amount of people getting COVID is about the same, maybe a little less, but about the same as New York. So that means you just got to live life with this germ and not close businesses and not live your life in a mask. And not worry about a vaccine. Just need to let people live their lives and make their own choices if they want to wear a mask and if they want to vaccinate. Does that about sum it up?
Wayne, you're absolutely right. And I would actually add to that and say, if anything, Florida should have been more vulnerable. They have the second oldest population of any state in the country, right? We know that the people that were most vulnerable to COVID were people who were in their 70s and 80s. And Florida has the highest population of people in their 80s in the country. So to me, it just shows you, and I know with somebody like yourself who is a champion libertarian right there, less government is better. The only thing the government should be doing on this is informing citizens of the actual data, not the politicized data, but the actual data. And guess what? If somebody wants to wear 3 masks, you're welcome to wear 3 masks for the rest of your life. I'm not going to tell you that you can't. But don't tell me that my child has to do that, or don't tell me that my child has to get this shot. That should be a decision that every single person makes on their own with, guess what? They should talk to their doctor about it, not a politician. Wayne, I can tell you, I'm not smart enough to be a doctor. That's why I'm in politics right now. I should not be forcing this on anybody, but I can tell you one thing. certainly these politicians in Albany and in Washington, they're certainly not smart enough to make these. And the truth is, and we all know this, they are owned. And that's why we are getting the information that we're getting from Washington and from Albany, because they're owned by the pharma companies and they're owned, unfortunately, by foreign entities as well.
Yeah, the only thing I'll add to that, Andrew, is you're giving too much credit to doctors, because I got news for you. Do I trust doctors more than politicians? Certainly more than Democrat politicians, but not much. The doctors are also owned by Big Pharma, and they all made money off listening to the CDC, the AMA, the FDA, the pharma companies, and they all went along with killing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which provided miracle defense against COVID. I know, because I got COVID, Andrew, last November, and I got over it in 48 hours with ivermectin, yeah, and lots of vitamin C, lots of zinc, and lots of vitamin D3. Doctors don't make any money prescribing vitamins, and ivermectin's dirt cheap. But all the other stuff, you wind up in a hospital, and you spend $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. This was about money, in my opinion, but I hope you become the governor of New York and change things, Andrew, for the better. Tell people how they get in touch with you, how they give you money, how they volunteer for the campaign. What's your website?
Absolutely. Go to nyforgiuliani.com. That's nyforgiuliani.com. And one thing I want to comment on what you just said. Of all the lies the media told over the last...
We're going to the break. We only have seconds, Andrew. So here's what I want to do. Can you hold through the break and come on and give your point on the other side?
I'd love it.
Oh, do that. Okay, good. So I'll have you back for the next segment. Just stay right there. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root with Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son, running for governor of New York. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. This is coming to you from the home that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment, we're bringing back Andrew Giuliani, by the way, governor candidate in New York, leading, by the way, by double digits in the most recent polls in the Republican primary. Great news. Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew Giuliani. If it runs in the bloodlines, then this guy will make the greatest governor they've ever had, because he was the best mayor they've ever had, or I should say we've ever had, because I am a New Yorker even though I live in Las Vegas. I'll always be a New Yorker. But Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s. You know what's funny? You know, I do these ads live, right? This ad was written like 6 months ago by Tangible Investments. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s. Do you know how bad it's gotten in the last 6 months? If you would listen to this ad for Tangible, and you would listen to me, Wayne Root, urging you to buy gold and silver and rare coins and precious metals, you would be sitting so pretty right now, because inflation is up so big time since this ad was written. Gas prices up so big time. I paid $6 a gallon today, $5.98 to be exact. Energy up so big time. Grocery prices up so big time. Apartment rentals up 30% year to year in Las Vegas. Homes up. It's wild. The entire California and a lot of New Yorkers are moving to Nevada. So it just tells you right there what's happening in those two states under, you know, deep blue Democrat leadership. But you need to buy precious metals. You should have listened 6 months ago. You should have listened 5 months ago. But it's past news. Just listen now. Call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. They have 40 years experience, Tangible, and billions of dollars in transactions under their belts. 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. All right, back with Andrew Giuliani. I was talking about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. What a tragedy it is that so many people died when, if they had taken that in the first 5 days of COVID, they very well likely would not be dead now. How many hundreds of thousands are dead because of those terrible decisions by Democrats to ban, to disparage, to badmouth, to ask pharmacists not to dispense hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? And Andrew, you had something to say about that. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, Wayne, I got to tell you, I was in the White House with President Trump while everything was, you know, going crazy in March of 2020. And he was the first person to mention hydroxychloroquine as a solution. I should say he was one of the first public officials to come out there. And And the truth is, if you remember in the very beginning, the media was open to him. What happened very quickly, I think there are people at the DNC got onto and said, we cannot give Donald Trump a political victory like this in an election year. And they immediately decided to politicize it. I think of all the things that the media has done over the last 7 years, and they've done vicious things, whether it be to President Trump, whether it be to my father, Rudy Giuliani, to so many other good Americans. The thing that was the worst thing was them politicizing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, too, but specifically hydroxychloroquine, because it was at a time when people really, at first, did not know how to handle this thing, and hydroxychloroquine was the answer, and the media decided to scare so many Americans into not taking it. And guess what? As we talked about as well, I mean, it was cut off from pharmacies. Doctors were not prescribing it because it was politicized. It was honestly a crime that probably killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. And it was all simply because they didn't want Donald Trump to get the credit during a political election year.
And look what they covered up, right? They covered up the Hunter Biden laptop like it never happened. That's the most massive fraud regarding an election in the history of the world. But they also covered up, Andrew Giuliani, the amazing record of ivermectin in India. I don't know if you even know this story, but in India, which is, you know, the most impoverished slums in the world, they had the worst outbreak of COVID in the world, and it went away overnight. It was threatening to become the worst situation in the entire world, and overnight they killed and wiped out COVID. How did they do that? They handed, the Indian government made a decision not to vaccinate, but instead to hand out packets of ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin to the Indian people, and it went away overnight. Same thing happened in the slums of Mexico. Same thing happened in three other countries. When they gave ivermectin and vitamins, COVID went away and deaths went to zero. In America, we made the decision to do the opposite, and now we have a million people theoretically dead, although, Andrew, I think most of them died with COVID, not because of COVID. So it's kind of a questionable story whether they actually died of COVID. They had COVID when they died, but we really could have solved this problem with therapeutics that work magically, miraculously. So sad. I hope you can change that all in New York. You've got to, Andrew. You got to save New York. I still got relatives there. I still have friends there. We've got to save New York.
Absolutely. And Wayne, you know, the truth is, you mentioned this in the break right there in terms of people coming to, you know, people coming to Texas and people coming to Tennessee and people coming to Florida. New York leads the country in out-migration, and it is all because of the government dictatorial overreach that we've seen in our state. We're going from Cuomo now to Hochul. There is just so much government control, and they took a pandemic, and they just decided to make sure that they magnified it to the point where they centralized power, not dealing with what actually was best for New Yorkers, what was best from a patient perspective, but all, everything.
We got to run. We're up against the break. His website is newyorkforgiuliani.com, nyforgiuliani.com. He is a breath of fresh air. Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, and by the way, separate from all that, I had a chance to really meet him and speak to him. He's the real thing. He's a real guy. He's a great guy. We're going to be friends. I'm telling you, this is the guy for Governor of New York, Andrew Giuliani. Website again, New York, NY, for Giuliani.com. Thank you, Andrew. God bless.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.